gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell, glad to have you along today. It's a brand new series for the Columbus Clippers. They return home to Huntington Park for a three-game tilt against the Indianapolis Indians. The Clippers coming off of a series against the Toledo Mud Hens that did not go well. Yesterday's ball game was a bit of a heartbreaker. The Clippers had a chance to take the final two in the series, salvaging three out of seven, but a lead was lost, and then the game was lost. In the bottom of the ninth inning, the Toledo Mud Hens, who had battled back from a three-run deficit to tie the game, won it in the ninth inning without putting a ball in play. A walk, two-hit batsman, and then a wild pitch, and that was it. The Mud Hens come out on top 8-7 against the Clippers, and with the loss, Columbus is now a season-high seven games out of first place. They are eliminated. Nashville has won the West Division, but the Clippers are going to try and finish here on a high note, taking on Indy, a team directly behind them in the standings, but well in the rearview mirror at 15 games out of first place. Today, it's Osvaldo Beto taking the hill for Indianapolis, 3-7 against the Clippers right-hander Hunter Gaddis, 3-3. Starting lineups and first pitch coming your way right after this.
Hey, Columbus fans. America's Pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You'll also get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Clippers!
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi. Oh, wow. How's that? Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
You've been listening to the Spectrum Pregame Show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
Here we are at Huntington Park. I am Ryan Mitchell. Glad to have you along for game one of this three-game tilt between the Clippers and the Indianapolis Indians. Let's get you the starting lineups brought to you by Donato's. Fans, the Pep 150 is back for more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's, every piece is important. We actually have some lineup changes here for the Indianapolis Indians, so listen carefully if you're writing down in your scorebook at home. Leading things off for Indianapolis is going to be the center fielder, Travis Swaggerty. Tucapita Marcano will be the shortstop. He'll bat second. Malcolm Nunez third at third. Blake Sable will be in left field as the cleanup man. Brent Sita is the designated hitter. He'll bat fifth. Aaron Shackelford sixth at second base. Carter Binns is the catcher. He'll bat seventh. Mason Martin will be the eighth hitter at first base. And batting ninth in right field, Jared Oliva. So again for Indianapolis, Swaggerty, Marcano, Nunez, Sable, Sita, Shackelford, Binns, Martin, Oliva. For the Columbus Clippers, it'll be the leadoff man, Richie Palacios in left field, followed by Brian Rocchio, the shortstop. Bo Naylor is the catcher batting third. David Fry does the cleaning up, and he is at third base. George Valera, the DH, bats fifth, followed by Nolan Jones in right field. And the bottom third of the order for Andy Tracy's nine today, Oscar Mercado in center, Jose Tena at second base, and Trenton Brooks at first. Osvaldo Beto will take the hill for Indianapolis, but for the Clippers, out first on the mound, it is the big fella, Hunter Gaddis, the big right-hander out of Canton, Georgia. It's a cloudy day here in the Arena District. The Columbus Clippers and Indy Indians will play without the benefit of sunshine down on the field. Game time conditions are presented by the Ohio Lottery. 65 degrees will be our game time temperature. Breeze blowing out towards center field at about 10 miles per hour. And those will be our conditions today. So Gaddis going through his warm-up tosses. Throw down to second base. That means we are just about ready for baseball. Travis Swaggerty, again, will be the leadoff man. Swaggerty playing center field. That's one of the lineup changes. Originally, he was farther down in the batting order with Hoy Park in the lineup. But Park taken out, and so Swaggerty, the center fielder, will lead things off. Chukwuepeda Marcano will bat second. And Malcolm Nunez at third. Marcano, the shortstop, and Nunez, the third baseman. First pitch of the ball game is a strike on the outside corner, and we are underway at 6:16. Swaggerty batting .258 on the year. First pitch to him is high, the first pitch is strike, the next is high and away. One ball, one strike. Swaggerty, 9 home runs on the season, 55 batted in, exactly 100 hits. Next pitch from Gattis, in there for a called strike. Off-speed pitch makes it 1-2. Hunter Gattis, 6 feet 6 inches tall, 260-pounder. Drafted in the 5th round by the Guardians back in 2019. Fires the 1-2 pitch, and it is high and tight, 2-2. It's been over 2 months since these teams saw each other. I cannot remember a season in the Huntington Park era where that was the case. Here's the 2-2, and it's laced to left field, charging hard and sliding. Did he hold on? He did. Richie Palacios makes a great catch to start the ball game. It knuckled on him a little bit, but the left fielder stayed with it to make the catch. One down. Palacios had to make a late adjustment to his route. Got that peach basket out there underneath the baseball. Chukwuepeda Marcano. Batting left-handed against the righty Gattis. Waits, here it comes. And it's off speed and downstairs. Or ball one. John Bacon calling the balls and strikes tonight. Derek Thomas at first, Matt Brown at third. 3-man umpiring crew. We had John Bacon last week in Toledo. He was behind the plate twice. Tight strike zones both times. Here a pitch right in down the middle. Evens things at 1-1. Marcano in brief time here with Indianapolis batting .312. 3 homers. 9 runs batted in. Shy of 100 at bats. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and fouls it away. Here comes the pitch. The 1-2, bunted on the third base side. Charging David Fry. Bare hand grab. Throw to first. In time. Nicely done by the Clippers' third sacker. Two nice defensive plays here for the Clippers in the early going. Marcano thought he could lay one down and put down a pretty good bunt. Fry had only one chance. Bare hand grab and immediate throw to first, and he did it. So two outs, bases empty for Malcolm Nunez. Nunez, the third baseman, first pitch. Swung on and fouled back out of play. Now, Nunez has even less time in an Indianapolis Indians uniform than Marcano does. Just 3 games so far, but he's 3-for-9. The pitch misses low and away. Breaking ball at 86 miles per hour from Hunter Gattis. Gattis started the year in Double-A for the Akron Rubber Ducks. Racked up the strikeouts. The 1-1 pitch. That one's bounded on the ground third base side. Easier bounce for Fry. His throw to first is true for out number 3. And Gattis puts him down in order. We go to the bottom of the first inning here at the best ballpark in all the minor leagues. Huntington Park, we're back after this.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Osvaldo Bido takes the hill for the Indianapolis Indians. 3-7 on the year with a .417 earned run average. He has been used mostly as a starter this year, but he has had seven relief appearances. Bido, 110 innings. Tops on this Indianapolis club. Also tops with 119 strikeouts at .233 opponent's batting average. He's allowed 15 home runs. He's hit 12 batters, walking 64. Richie Palacios leads things off and takes low and away for ball one. Palacios, .279 batting average. Four homers, 34 batted in for the Clippers. Swings and misses at the next offering, 1-1. 95-mile-per-hour fastball from the lanky right-hander. Bido, 6'3", 205 pounds, out of Los Hidalgos in the Dominican Republic. Gets a ground ball up the middle, finds the hole. Past Aaron Shackelford and into right. So Palacios is aboard with leadoff single. That'll bring up Brian Rocchio. Rocchio, switch hitting shortstop, will bat from the left side. The Clippers will throw a lot of left-handers at the righty Bido. O'Naylor in the on-deck circle, bats left-handed. Five-hitter Valera, number six Nolan Jones. And Jose Tena, along with Trenton Brooks, 8-9 in the batting order. Ryan Rocchio, .231 batting average in now plus 30 games at the AAA level. He swings the first pitch and crushes it to right field. Oliva looking up. It is gone. A two-run home run. Hanging breaking ball from Osvaldo Bido. And Brian Rocchio hits his fifth home run in a Clippers uniform, his second from the left side. Clippers 2, Indy nothing. Now the Clippers had had a power outage in Indianapolis, or excuse me, in Toledo, rather. Four straight games for the Clippers without a home run against the Toledo Mudhens. That is not a home run park, Fifth Third Field. Particularly from the gaps to center field. It is a pitcher-friendly yard. Huntington Park, a bit cozier. Base is empty. And the pitch to Bo Naylor. He swings and misses. Fastball registering 96 miles per hour. Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun. Here at Huntington Park, out on that big, beautiful video board in right center field. Here's a ball hit that way. It's going to get down for a base knock to right center. And Bo Naylor is aboard. Three straight hits for the Clippers to start the ball game. Well, the infield, right field, and shallow center are all still in shadows, but some holes in the clouds now. And the left fielder, Blake Sabol, is looking now into the setting sun. David Fry, the batter. Sabol playing very deep in left field. Fry, .255 batting average, 16 homers, 73 batted in. The pitch. Breaking ball up and in. It went right across his visor and to the backstop for a wild pitch. That ball looked like it was going to break. It started to break and then swung back the other way. Fry looked taken aback that the ball was bearing in on him as it did. One ball, no strikes. Naylor moves up to second on the wild pitch. In scoring position now. Takes his lead as Bedeau looks in for his sign. It has been a struggle for the right-hander here in the very early going. Next pitch, fastball, strike on the inside corner. Clippers in the home white uniforms. Indianapolis Road gray pants, crimson jersey tops with Indians in black, trimmed in white across the front, black caps. Indy Eye logo on the crown. Bedeau has his sign, checks the runner at second base, now throws the 1-1 pitch, fastball low and away. Three games left for the Clippers, and they are going to be hard-pressed to run down the Toledo Mud Hens and finish in second place. 2-0, hit on the ground right side. That'll move up the base runner, but Shackelford has it and throws to first in time. That's the first out of the ballgame for Bedeau. George Valera to the plate with a chance to bring in a run with fewer than two outs and a man at third. Toledo is on the road at Iowa for these last three games. The Clippers at home against Indianapolis. Columbus needs to sweep, and they need the Iowa Cubs to do likewise to get back up on top of the Toledo Mud Hens. Infield in. Here's the pitch. Valera swings through a fastball. 0-1. George Valera, 219 batting average, 9 homers, and 7 doubles for the Clippers, so his slugging percentage is at .452. A 1 pitch. Another fastball, another swing and a miss, 0-2. Outfield shades Valera slightly the opposite way. He's ready. Bedeau is ready. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on a high fastball. Went 97 up out of the zone. And Valera could not lay off. He is a strikeout victim. Two away now for Nolan Jones. Clippers up 2-0 here in the first inning. Ryan Rocchio, a two-run homer. Nolan Jones had a two-run homer at Toledo. Had a couple of extra base hits in that series. Hopefully he can finish up the season on a high note. He has struggled a bit since coming back from the major leagues. The pitch. Strike called on the inside corner at 94-0-1. Jones, an outfielder for the first time in his career with any kind of regularity. It's been a pretty good adjustment out there to right field. The arm absolutely plays. More experience. I think it's a spot he can more than handle. Next pitch, also on the inside corner. And that makes it 0-2. He could handle third base. No doubt about that, but now the Cleveland Guardians have a guy there for the foreseeable future. O-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball. Back-to-back Ks for Bedeau after three straight hits to start the ballgame. The Clippers get a two-run homer, and after one, it's Columbus 2, Indy nothing.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
When you remember the details, the patients know that you know them, and they're not just a number. As their primary care physicians, when you know the small details, it actually makes it easier to take care of them. You remember what medicines they're on, and you remember what they do on Sunday nights. They're always at a bridge club or something. It affects your care in a positive way. I'm Dr. James Barnes, and I'm a primary care physician at Mount Carmel.
Hit the road in style this summer in the all-new 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander from Columbus Mitsubishi North. Get a sleek exterior and award-winning interior with seating for seven, plus an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Drive one today with a 2.9% APR for 36 months during the summer sales event at Columbus Mitsubishi North on North High in Worthington. Visit us at columbusmitsu.com or see dealer for details. Offer ends 9/30/22.
Mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
One inning in the books here at Huntington Park on a gorgeous night for baseball. Hunter Gadd has put Indianapolis down in order in the first. The Clippers, meanwhile, got a two-run home run from Brian Rocchio. 2-0 Clip Show. Clippers 82-64, talking about their positioning in the West Division. They're also going to need a sweep to finish 20 games over 500. They would actually finish 21, but if they lose one out of three, they'll only finish 19 games over. Blake Sable takes a called strike on the first pitch from Hunter Gaddis, 0-1. The left fielder batting .292, five homers, 15 batted in. A lot of new faces for these Indianapolis Indians. The last time we saw them, and again, it's been 2 months. You don't see a Triple-A team for 2 months. Most of that roster is going to be pretty hard to recognize. It doesn't matter what part of the season that 2 months transpired. The 1-1. Way out in front of the off-speed pitch. Swing and a miss makes it 1-2. Brent Sita in the on-deck circle. Gaddis kicks and fires the 1-2 pitch just off the outside corner. Fastball at 94. Evens the count at 2-2. There are only four Indianapolis Indians who have played at least half of the team's games. Here's a swing and a miss. Back to the off-speed again as Blake Sable cuts empty for strike three. First K for Hunter Gaddis. He's put down four in a row. Carter Binns has played in 70 games, but he's a catcher. Mason Martin, 131. Jared Oliva, 96. Hoy Park, 88. And Travis Swaggerty, 104. So that's current roster players. Juwan Bey played over 100 games. First pitch, Brent Sita swings and misses at a breaking ball, 0-1. The DH batting .258. He's got five home runs and 26 batted in an Indy uniform. Next offering. Slider outside, 1-1. Gaddis has not faced Indianapolis for the Clippers this year. Winds and throws the 1-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Challenged him with a fastball at 94, and it's by him. Now, he did pitch against Altoona twice in Double-A, that, of course, being the Double-A affiliate for the Pittsburgh Pirates. The first 1-2 pitch, fastball, swung on and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts now for Gaddis. The first start against the curve went very well. He allowed just one run on four hits in five innings, striking out seven. But then in his penultimate Double-A start, the curve got him for five runs on seven hits over five innings. That game is the only game this year that he has thrown 100 pitches. He threw exactly 100. Aaron Shackelford, left-handed batter, takes a first pitch in for a called strike. Shackelford playing in his third game for Indianapolis, hitting .125. The 0-1. Breaking ball, that's down and in. Shackelford, an outfielder listed on the roster, but playing second base today from Murrieta, California. Swings, and it's a towering fly ball to right field, but not deep. Nolan Jones camps out underneath and makes the catch for out number three. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We go to the bottom of the second at Huntington Park. Clippers 2, Indians nothing.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better fast.
All right, Pepsi-loving football fans, it's time we had a lesson in trash talk. And I'm not talking about that stuff that happens on the field. What I'm talking about is trash, and it's the only thing that belongs in your garbage can. Now, recycling might not be as thrilling as converting a fourth and long, but next time you're thinking about throwing that Pepsi Zero Sugar bottle away, just cap it back up and pretend you're down by six with the recycling bin wide open. Know the difference? Make a difference. Be a team player and recycle. Visit PepsiTrashTalk.com to learn more.
At Giant Eagle, we love the feel of fall. Like you, we crave the flavors that come with it, like spiced apple dishes and sizzling game day brats on the grill. Our Giant Eagle app makes it easy to shop with free curbside pickup that saves you time. Just order, pull up, and we'll load it up. It's so easy to take home all things autumn with Giant Eagle.
Great night here at Huntington Park for baseball. Hopefully all 3 days will be good weather-wise, and the home fans can leave happy. All three games are Dime a Dog night, so if you don't have your tickets yet for tomorrow and Wednesday, well, what are you sitting around for? Go to ClippersBaseball.com and get on it. Bottom third of the order for the Clippers here in the second inning. They lead 2-0. Oscar Mercado swings the first pitch and fouls it away. 0-1. Mercado, the center fielder tonight, season batting average of 279, but he's had a really good month of September. Here he hits a slow roller on the third base side. It is Bidot or nobody. It's nobody. Mercado is safe at first, went tumbling over the bag. But he is in with an infield single. Malcolm Nunez playing back. He didn't have a chance. Osvaldo Bidot got to it but couldn't pick it up cleanly, and that ended things right there. Mercado's single is the fourth Clippers hit already, and they are just now getting their eighth hitter to the plate for the first time tonight, Jose Tana. Tana playing in his third AAA ball game, left-handed batter. First pitch to him is off the outside corner for ball one. Tana up from AA. Put together a nice season for the Akron Rubber Ducks. Bidot from the belt delivers and misses badly outside, 2-0. Tana, a shortstop by trade, but, well, that applies to a lot of the Cleveland Guardians prospects. You can only put one guy at shortstop. There's a swing and a high fly ball to right field. Sable back, still back, turns, goes to the warning track, at the wall, bye-bye! Jose Tana goes opposite field, home run. His first Triple-A jack is a two-run bomb that puts the Clippers on top, 4-0. Now Blake Sable, the way he went after that one, appeared to not expect it to go out. He turned a couple of different times. The wind blowing out that way helped it with a little bit of giddy-up, and a little bit was all it needed. Get about 2 feet up the net above the yellow home run line. And here's Trenton Brooks. Brooks, the first baseman, batting ninth, takes outside for ball one. 4-0 Clippers here in the early going. The 1-0. Fastball outside, 96 on the radar gun, but wide to make it a two-ball and nothing count against Brooks. Clippers first baseman has 10 homers, 20 doubles, 45 batted in. 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball, a generous strike call on the inside corner makes it 2-1. Brooks struggled at Toledo offensively. He has not had many series this year where things just did not go his way at all. Here he swings, and it's a high, deep fly ball to right field. Bye-bye off the video board. Struggles last week be damned. Trenton Brooks hit it way out of here. His first solo home run of the season. There was nobody at home to greet him. He doesn't know what to do. He sprints down into the dugout to get his high fives. His 11th bomb of the season, and the Clippers are up 5-0. Osvaldo Bideaux is looking for a place to hide. Now the last home run from Jose Tena just barely got over the wall. Not so, that Trenton Brooks bomb. Way up the video board. Richie Palacios swings at the first pitch, hits it down the left field line. Sable charging, it is a foul ball. He won't get to it. Clippers have gone back-to-back a few times this season. In fact, the very first series of the season at Lehigh Valley, they had two back-to-back home run instances. Palacios just now getting himself back to home plate. He takes outside. One ball, one strike. The pitch, swung on and missed, make it 1-2. The wind, the pitch, and it's outside. A buzz through the crowd here at Huntington Park. Clippers have already put on a power display. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball got the better of Palacios there. First out of the inning. First inning and second. The first three all reached with hits. Three singles, three home runs. 5-0 Columbus. Bideaux, the right-hander, goes to work on Brian Rocchio and drills him right in the back. Rocchio homered his first time up. And did they run him? Well, Bideaux is looking at the Clippers' dugout. The Clippers' dugout is all up on the top rail. I saw the first base umpire come running toward the mound. And Bideaux put his hands to the side. Now the umpire's going to get together here. I'm not sure if Bideaux saw something from Rocchio he did not like on the trip around the bases. Now, he's not been wild here. And that is the definition. And they're going to... Did they toss him? Well, here comes the skipper, Miguel Perez. I think the umpires got together and they decided to get him out of here. So here's the evidence, fans. Bideaux gave up a home run to Brian Rocchio. And that doesn't necessarily mean that anything's going to happen. Yeah, they chucked him. Or they told him to go down to the grounds crew area and do some cleaning up. Bidot has not left the mound. But the evidence, again, the fact that Bidot has not walked a man, he has struck out three in two innings, has not had any kind of wildness issues, and then drilled Rocchio right square in the middle of the back is pretty significant. So Bidot is going to be out of this ball game. Bidot is going to be go, as it were. And the Indianapolis Indians are going to have to get a pitcher into this ball game without the aid of being able to head down to the bullpen and warm up. He's going to have to come in, make his allotted warm-up tosses, and get to it. Now, the skipper, Miguel Perez, is still out there arguing with the home plate umpire. If I were to say there was an issue with this, it's that they got together and made a decision. To me, if you're going to say the intent was there, you should probably do it before the ball hits the ground. But the umpiring crew got together, talked things over, looked at the evidence as probably similar to what I presented to you and said, yeah, he probably threw at him on purpose. And you can't do that. Now, the lefty is down to the bullpen getting loose, and you're not supposed to do that. Miguel Perez is arguing to try and buy as much time as he possibly can here. And now he's been thrown as well. And this is all trying to give the relief pitcher some time to get ready. And the umpire, one of the other umpires, I'm not sure if it's John Bacon or if it's rather Derek Thomas or Matt Brown, has just walked all the way down to the bullpen and told the pitcher, listen, you're in this game. Get out onto the mound and make your warm-up tosses there. And now he's talking with the pitching coach just outside of the dugout. And we'll see how many pitches they give to the scheduled reliever here. Miguel Perez has not given up this argument. He's been thrown out of the ballgame. He has continued jawing with the umpiring crew there up the third base line. Well, now it's getting even more vociferous over there. And now the pitching coach, I think, has been run. Somebody else just got thrown from the dugout, and I'm not sure who it is. Miguel Perez is right in the face of John Bacon. Bacon's right back in his face. They continue to argue. I don't know who got thrown from the dugout, but it was somebody. The entire Indianapolis Indians team is leaning out on the railing. And so I don't know who it was that got ejected. Cam Aldred is the pitcher that's on the hill, and he is getting an awful lot of warm-up pitches here. More than he is supposed to have, that's for sure. Cam Aldred, the left-hander, 26 years of age, out of Batavia, Ohio. The player who was ejected just I can't tell who it is now, but he wants to come out of the field and get his money's worth. He has an Indianapolis hoodie on. There's no number on the back, so I can't tell you who that is, but it is the person who was ejected. Now, this is Frankly, fans, this delay has been ridiculous. The folks from Indianapolis, I'm sure, would say this ejection was ridiculous. Tale to tale from both sides, but once it happened, to allow the game to be held up as long as it has been, should not happen.
Clippers hit their third home run of the game, so all fans in attendance win 15 for 15 coupons.
Well, Aldrin,
the Columbus Dave and Buster's location,
the left-hander, has made 41 appearances for Indianapolis this year, two as a spot starter, 3-3 with a 3.48 earned run average. The situation will be runner at first base, nobody out, one down rather. Brian Rocchio was drilled by a pitch after hitting a home run in the first inning. And Aldred still warming up out on the hill. Brian Rocchio will be at first base. Bo Naylor will be the batter. Now, many years ago, these two teams, Columbus and Indianapolis, had a string of years of pretty bad blood. It began when the late Luis Valbuena hit a home run. And Chris Barnwell was the second baseman for Indianapolis back then. And something went on. Barnwell started screaming at Luis Valbuena as he rounded first base, and Barnwell chased him halfway to third. Just yelling and yelling and yelling. We had a couple of benches clearing incidents, some bad blood certainly boiling. That was back in the late, I think it was the second season. Mike Sarbaugh was the manager, and it carried it over to the Chris Tremme years as well. That might even have been back in 2010. Dean Traynor was the manager for Indianapolis. Frank Kremblis, I think, was a manager as well during that stint for Indy. And those two teams did not like each other. They played 20 to 24 times a year. Okay, we're going to have baseball here as Bo Naylor digs into the left-handed batter's box. Single to right field in the first inning. Takes a breaking ball for a strike over the outside corner. So Oswaldo Bido is going to have a line to forget tonight. Next pitch, swung on and missed, a fastball. So Bido, a right-hander, facing a very heavily left-handed Clippers lineup. Now there's a left-hander out on the mound. Aldred has been a multi-inning reliever this season, 64 and two-thirds innings in his 41 appearances. Ahead 0-2, the pitch. Breaking ball just missed the inside corner. Overshift to the pull side against the left-handed batter, Naylor. And now time called before the pitch. You can just see there's a lot of high tension out there right now. It's the end of a very long season. These are games that were not even on the original docket. The 1-2 slider. Boy, that has tremendous movement, but finished low and away. For Oswaldo Bido, he goes an inning and a third, 5 runs on 6 hits. No walks, 3 strikeouts, and 1 very prominent hit batter. The 2-2. Low and away. Aldred, every time he misses, he's snatching at that baseball as it's tossed back to him. He seems agitated out there. Naylor ready. Aldred ready. He goes to work. No, he throws to first, and Rocchio is back standing. Now, if you're listening to tonight's game in your automobile, the Ohio Department of Public Safety would like to remind you to buckle your safety belt. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? Aldridge sets and deals. Fastball. Strike three over the outside corner. Naylor goes down looking. Here's David Fry.
Number 17.
Runner at first, two away. Fry grounded out 4-3 his first time up. The pitch is a slow roller toward the shortstop. Throw to first is in time for out number three. A wacky inning that took way longer than it needed to. The Clippers get three runs on three hits, two of them home runs. Tenna and Brooks go back-to-back, and we go to the third. 5-0 Columbus.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, they offer the best prices and trade-in program in Central Ohio. Bring in your trade, and Auto Palace will guarantee you $1,500 trade-in value. If it doesn't run, Auto Palace will pick it up for you. Don't have a trade? Then take advantage of their incredible fall special, with some vehicles marked down up to 40%. Get approved on a newer, lower-mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive off the lot. It's that simple. Every vehicle comes with a free 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad Street. Call 614-851-6000 or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920 WMNI Columbus.
Top three here at Huntington Park. The Clippers up 5-0 on the Indianapolis Indians. First game of a three-game season-ending homestand. Hunter Gaddis has had to sit down for quite a while on a cool evening. Hopefully no ill effects. He has retired the first six in quiet fashion. Misses outside for ball one to the seven-hitter Carter Bins. That's just the second time to the first seven batters that Gaddis did not throw a first-pitch strike. Here's a swing and a miss to even the count. Well, we've already had early fireworks tonight. The Clippers with three home runs, an ejection of the starting pitcher Oswaldo Bidot for hitting Brian Rocchio square in the back after Rocchio went yard for a two-run bomb in the first inning. Next pitch to Bins, misses. 2-1. Wind blowing out to center field. We have not had a lot of wind blowing out at Huntington Park over the past few months. 2-1 pitch. High chopper on the left side of the infield. It's Rocchio. He's got it. Throws to first in time. Generally calm days in the Arena District since the early portion of the season. Our prevailing wind pattern since this beautiful ballpark opened back in 2009 is out to left center field. Occasionally out to right center field, and when it blows out to right center, the ball jumps to all directions. But this year we've had a lot of wind, in fact, blowing in. Mason Martin to the plate. First pitch, breaking ball, missed the outside corner. One ball, no strikes to the first baseman. Martin has exactly 100 hits on the year. One of two in the Indians to sit exactly at that century mark. Takes downstairs, two balls and nothing. So in this inning so far, Hunter Gaddis, who had retired six in a row, has thrown six pitches. Only two of them have been strikes. 2-0, and that's low. Three balls and no strikes. And the strike against Carter Binns was a swing and a miss at a pitch out of the zone. And the 3-0 right there for a called strike. Fastball at 94. Three-one pitch, swing and a miss. Came right back with the fastball to go 3-2. So there were actually three ejections that happened in the bottom half of the second inning. Oswaldo Bidot, the starting pitcher, got ejected. The manager, Miguel Perez, stayed out there long enough to get ejected himself. 3-2 pitch. Got him. Swinging at a breaking ball. Good comeback there for Hunter Gaddis. His third K and out number two. And then, as the argument continued out on the field, John O'Reilly, a pitcher not in the game, was ejected from the dugout. So it's not the pitching coach, but it was a pitcher. Here's Jared Oliva, the right fielder. Oliva takes in for a called strike, 0-1. Gaddis trying to make a perfect turn through the lineup. Ahead in the count, 0-1. Clippers up 5-0 here in the top of the third. The wind and the pitch. Get high in the air to right field and deep. Nolan Jones racing over toward the line. He will drop the baseball. He had it in his glove, but stumbled at the last minute. As the ball was low, he could not quite complete the catch. He had it in his glove for about a step and a half. And then as he reached the edge of the warning track, had a little bit of a stumble, and as a result, the ball squirted out. It hit the palm of his hand rather than in the pocket of the glove, and that's why he was unable to secure it. It was a long run to get there. We'll see how they call it. It's going to be an E9. And so that will prevent Gaddis from getting cleanly through the order the first time. He'll face Travis Swaggerty here. Two down, a runner at second base. Five to nothing Columbus. Gaddis from the belt delivers the 0-1. Good sharp breaking ball for a called strike. Ahead in the count, 0-2. Swaggerty flied out to left field his first time up. A good running catch by Richie Palacios. Now the 0-2. Off speed, outside, 1-2. Palacios made a great catch on out number one. David Fry made a very good play one batter later for out number two on a bunt from Marcano. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, nibbled out toward the mound. Gaddis comes to get it. Overhand toss to first in time for out number three. No runs, no hits. One Clippers error and one man left aboard. We go to the bottom of the third inning at Huntington Park with the Clippers on top, 5-0.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we? We say less. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Five to nothing, Clippers. Yeah, the bottom of the third inning. George Valera to lead things off. Cam Aldred back to the hill. Aldred retired two Clippers in a row to finish off the second inning. Lefty-lefty matchup with George Valera. First pitch. Crossfire delivery is in for a called strike over the inside corner. 0-1. IL Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Smart savings tools, earlier access to your pay, and extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington. Valera, check swing, and a ball nibbled out in front of home plate. It'll be picked up by Carter Binns. He'll throw to first for the out. Doubleheader going in Scranton-Wilkes-Barre today. Buffalo wins the first game 5-4. Rail Riders need games. In fact, they need all the games. They're a game and a half behind Durham coming into play today. They're now two games behind with three to play. Just underway in game two. No score. Fastball up and in to Nolan Jones. Did it hit him? It did. A glancing blow. So Jones takes first. No issue, I don't think, with either side on that one. No score in the game at Scranton-Wilkes-Barre to finish off their doubleheader just underway in the first inning. Bottom of the fourth at Rochester. It's Worcester 6 and the Rochester Red Wings 1. Third inning at Norfolk. Jacksonville and Norfolk scoreless. Lehigh Valley up 3-0 on Syracuse in the bottom of the second inning. Aldred misses high and away to Oscar Mercado for ball one. Durham at Charlotte, no score in the second inning, and everything else coming up later on. One pitch. Hit hard, but foul. Clippers fans, Guardians Future is here on MILB.TV with all home and away games streamed live. The only way to watch the Clippers on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Clippers at checkout and save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for more details. Another foul ball down the left field line. Mercado just got out in front. He singled his first time up. Ball foul by about a foot. Oscar has continued his hot September. Just a little bit under 400 batting average this season. 7 multi-hit games, trying to make it 8. Digs back into the right-handed batter's box. Aldred gets his sign. Nolan Jones leads from first base. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Swung on and missed strike 3. Two down, a man at first for Jose Tena, who hit his first Triple-A home run in the second inning. A 2-run shot that snuck over the wall in straightaway left field. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball low and away. Nolan Jones at first, the only man to reach so far against Aldred, and he was barely grazed by a pitch. Next offering. That's outside. Tana started the year, according to Baseball America, as the number 11 prospect in the Guardians system. He's fallen a bit as the year's gone along. Latest Baseball America rankings have him number 14. Used to be, even just a few years ago, those rankings came out over the offseason, and that's just where they stayed. 3-0 pitch, and that is low for ball four. So Tana draws a four-pitch walk. They're at first and second now for Trenton Brooks. He homered back in the second inning. Of course, in the days of MILB.TV, almost all minor league games can be watched now, and prospect prognosticators can see a lot of game action from all these young men, so they can update the rankings as they see fit as the season goes along, and they all tend to. Some will do it more often than others. Brooks takes outside for ball one. His home run back in the second inning, his 11th of the year. 46 RBIs. It was the first time he homered with the bases empty. 1-0, breaking ball, strike on the inside corner. This Clippers team has been just rife with prospects all year long. More so than any year I can remember. Time called before the pitch. Pitch in the dirt gets away, but the runners hold, and the throw goes to first, and a leaping catch by Mason Martin just saved a bad throw from Carter Binns. Seventeen of the top 30 Guardians prospects have worn a Clippers uniform this year, and that is just a really, really high number for a Triple-A team. Two balls, one strike to count. Brooks waits and waits. And here it comes. And he swings and fouls it away to make it 2-2. The Clippers right now have four 21-year-olds on the team. There are also two 22-year-olds. Extremely unusual for the AAA level to have even a single 21-year-old is unusual. 2-2, swing and a miss. Fastball by him. Brooks goes down swinging. 2 Ks for Aldred in the inning, 3 for his outing, and we go to the fourth inning at the corner of Neal and Nationwide, with the Clippers leading by a 5-0 score over Indianapolis.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Hit the road in style this summer in the all-new 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander from Columbus Mitsubishi North. Get a sleek exterior and award-winning interior with seating for seven, plus an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Drive one today with a 2.9% APR for 36 months during the summer sales event at Columbus Mitsubishi North on North High in Worthington. Visit us at columbusmitsu.com or see dealer for details. Offer ends 9/30/22.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking. Isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth inning. Clippers lead by a 5-0 score in the first game of a three-game tilt against Indianapolis. Tuca Pietermaricano to lead things off. Marcano checks his swing and got a piece. It's fouled away. Ground to third base, his first time up, laid down a bunt, in fact. And because of that, David Fry is now playing even with the bag, though well off the line. 0-1 to the left-hander. Gattis misses low. One ball, one strike. Here's the wind of the pitch. Breaking ball misses outside. Injury report brought to you by Mount Carmel. Check them out online at mountcarmelhealth.com. 2-1 pitch, misses high and away. Three balls, one strike. Clippers right now have nobody on the injured list. Three ball, one strike pitch. And it's smacked to center field. Pretty deep. Mercado ranging back on it. Still back. Looks like he's got it measured. He'll make the catch. Still on the grass for out number one. You know, you're loath to talk about it because there is some sort of underlying, you hope there's no kind of jinx about it, but by and large, it's been a pretty healthy season for the Clippers. And for the Guardians as well, they've had injuries. Aaron Savalli's had three injuries. A one from Gattis. Excuse me, a strike to make it 0-1 against Malcolm Nunez. There were several Clippers that started the year on the injured list and got healthy. A one pitch. That's a called strike. But in terms of players missing time due to injury, those have been thankfully few and far between. Oh, 2. That's upstairs. Roster moves have not been in short supply. The Clippers have made 216 of those. Players going up and down. A lot of changes in the bullpen in May. Players swapping back and forth between AA and AAA. Here's the 1-2 pitch from the big fella. Breaking ball swung on and missed strike three. Two down as Malcolm Nunez is a strikeout victim. Fourth for Gattis. Brings up Blake Sable. Brian Lavastida had an injury to his hamstring about midseason. They put him in AA to get healthy. And of course, Bo Naylor was here and playing well, so La Vestita just stayed there until the end of the season after the Rubber Ducks finished up. Cleveland said, let's get you back to AAA and get some playing time. First offering to Sables, hit up the middle for a base knock. Two out single for the left fielder brings up Brent Sita. Sita, strikeout victim, his first time up. Gabriel Arias missed a big chunk of time with a broken hand. Anthony Alford, remember that name? He's another guy that spent some time on the injured list. He was not with the Clippers very long. In fact, he started the year with these Indianapolis Indians. Part of the Pirates organization. Swing and a miss by Sita at a fastball from Hunter Gaddis on the first pitch to make it 0-1. Alford was released to go sign overseas. Long pause, the 0-1 pitch to the backstop. A wild one will send the runner Sable onto second base. 5-0 Clippers here in the top half of the fourth inning. All the Clippers' runs have scored on homers. Two-run shot for Brian Rocchio in the first. Two-run shot for Jose Tena in the second, followed immediately by Trenton Brooks with a solo home run. Check of the runner at second base. Gaddis now turns and fires the 1-1 fastball. Swung on and missed. You know, for the Guardians right now, Anthony Gose is on the 60-day injured list. He is going to be on the IL for a long time. Tommy John surgery the other day. He won't pitch at all in 2023. 1-2. Shot down the right field line. That could be trouble. It is a fair ball to the corner. That's going to get Indianapolis on the board as Cedar rounds first, heads for second. That's an RBI double. 5-1 ball game. So the wild pitch definitely plays right there. Look at the rest of the Cleveland Guardians roster, and the only other player on the injured list is Zach Plesac, and it's right now just a matter of time before they add him. Made a rehab start for the Clippers the other day, 65 pitches, 5 shutout innings. He appears to be healthy and ready to go after breaking a bone in his hand in a punching match with the pitcher's mound. Here's Aaron Shackelford, first pitch, swinging, strike one. So once Plesac is activated, it will be an almost entirely healthy Guardians 40-man roster. In fact, it's an entirely healthy 40-man roster because Ghost doesn't count against it. 0-1 pitch. Slow roller, first base side, foul. Quickly 0-2 to Shackelford. 5-1 Clippers here in the top of the fourth inning. It has been just a magical season for the Cleveland Guardians. 16 players have made their major league debut this year. They had very few people believing that they were a division title contender coming into the season. And yet, when the dust settled, that's exactly what they are. 0-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed strike three. Shackelford goes down swinging. Indy goes down in the fourth, but they get their first run of the ball game. One run, two hits, and one man left aboard. Bottom four after this. Clippers 5, Indians 1.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Five to one, Columbus on top as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning at Huntington Park. Home runs, the order of the day for the Clip Show. Three balls have left the yard. The last 4 days in Toledo, the Clippers did not hit a single home run. Columbus with now 183 home runs. They came in fifth place in the International League, and I believe they're still there. Richie Palacios swings at the first pitch from the left-hander Aldred and fouls it away. St. Paul is ahead of the Clippers in fourth place with 188. Your league leader, the Durham Bulls, 208 home runs. 0-1 pitch to Palacios up near the knuckles. It got by him. And it's a 1-1 count. Richie is 1-for-2 today. Started the ball game offensively for the Clippers with a single. Came around to score. Ball just missed both his hands and the bat. Clippers have scored more runs than anybody in the International League this year. The 1-1 pitch, that's slapped to left field, down for a knock. Second hit of the game for Palacios. Leadoff single brings up Brian Rocchio. Rocchio's been up twice today. He homered a two-run shot in the first inning and drilled in the back, starting off a firestorm of ejections in the second inning. Osvaldo Bidot was thrown out for hitting him. Manager Miguel Perez was thrown out for arguing that ejection. And John O'Reilly was thrown out from the dugout for voicing his displeasure at the entire situation. Rocchio batting from the right side this time. Takes a strike at the knees, 0-1. Five home runs now in a Clippers uniform, 15 batted in. Long pause by the lefty, now the pitch. That one misses low and inside. Indianapolis, in terms of run scoring, they're eighth in the league. 5.1 runs per game. The Clippers at 5.6. They've scored 820 runs all told on the season. Next offering is low, 2-1. Columbus, the only team to top the 800-run mark. Omaha has a chance to get there. They've got 791, Nashville 790. Norfolk also is 790. St. Paul rounds out the top five. Aldridge throws down and in, three balls, one strike. Indianapolis at 744 coming into play tonight. One thing Indianapolis always tends to do well, and they're doing again this year, and that's hit triples. 3-1 pitch. Up and away for ball four. So Rocchio has reached base in three different ways today. Homer hit by a pitch and a walk. Indianapolis, 44 triples. Clippers have 29. Victory Field, the home ballpark for the Indianapolis Indians. It's a beauty in downtown Indianapolis. It is a mile to the left center field wall, so when you hit it out there, you can run for days. First and second, nobody out for Bo Naylor. Naylor singled in the first, struck out in the second. Strikeout came against this guy, Cam Aldred, who delivers a nasty breaking ball, swung on and missed. Naylor looks to the heavens in frustration at that swing. Aldred has his sign. He deals and throws that one into the dirt off the catcher's mitt and all the way to the backstop. Everybody up on the wild one. Now 1-1 count to Naylor. Victory Field is a much larger ballpark, both in terms of dimensions and seating, than is Huntington Park. Huge grass seating area beyond the outfield wall. Large upper deck of stands. They revamped their club area up top behind home plate. It's beautiful. One ball, one strike with the infield in and runners at second and third. The next offering is in there for a called strike, 1-2. Right there along White River State Park. It's a very nice setting. Open stands for Naylor in the left-handed batter's box. Here's the 1-2. Oh, baby, that one's going to travel. It is gone! A three-run home run for Bo Naylor. All that's missing tonight for the Clippers is a grand slam. They've done that better than anybody this year, but I'm sure they're very, very happy with what they've got. Eight runs, three of them on that Naylor bomb. Cam Aldred struck out Naylor in the first battle, had him down in the count, and then hung one. Naylor put it out for a three-run home run. Here's David Fry. Pitch off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Next pitch. That's down and in. Two balls and nothing. There is activity for Indianapolis in the bullpen. Clippers are one away from a season high in homers. They have hit five in one game this year. I just told you they went four straight games against Toledo without hitting a home run. Coincidentally, they hit five against the Mud Hens on June the 2nd. That was here at Huntington Park. This is definitely a homer-friendly yard. But outside of the 10 a homer that just snuck over the left field wall, no cheapies. Eight to one, Clippers on top. Bottom of the fourth inning, the sun has gone down, and here's a deep fly from David Fry. Sable at the warning track. He is at the wall. He turns to watch it go. Back-to-back jacks for the Clippers for the second time tonight. And that ties a season high. Oh, mercy. Somebody stop the fight. That one into the bleachers for David Fry, his team-leading 17th home run of the year. Solo shot gives him 74 RBIs. Next pitch, a slider to George Valera in for a called strike. The Capital City has been bomb city tonight. 0-1. Slider outside. Valera 0 for 2 so far. Strikeout in the first inning. Tapped out in front of home plate in the third. Here comes the 1-1. Check swing and a breaking ball that just missed the outside corner. Inning in two-thirds for Aldred. Four runs, three hits, two walks, a hit batsman. Next offering, that one's crushed. Oh, goodness gracious, George Valera. Did it go off the video board? No, it did not. It hit the bottom of the... Did it hit the bottom of the video board or did it hit the top of the wall? First base umpire made the ball in play signal. That one got out to the wall so quickly, it was hard to tell where it hit. The way it came down made me think it hit that signage just above the yellow home run line because it came straight down. It hit about 18 inches below that yellow home run line, and that's going to do it for Aldred. Now, George Valera with a double just missed, being the Clippers' sixth home run of the night. We'll have a pitching change here. The Clippers lead 8-1, batting in the bottom of the fourth inning. Still nobody out.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
We need someone to be there. Knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Five home runs for the Clippers and less than 2 feet from a sixth as George Valera just crushed a ball off the top of the wall in right center field. It was a double. Chases Cam Aldred from the ball game and Zach Mattson is on, another left-hander. Indianapolis has five left-handed pitchers on their 18-man roster that they came to town with today. It'll be Nolan Jones to bat. Nolan Jones, a strikeout, hit by a pitch. Nobody out, a runner at second base. Four runs in for the Clippers here. For the second time today, they have hit back-to-back home runs. First pitch, breaking ball in the dirt for ball one to Nolan Jones. 268 batting average, seven homers, 39 batted in. Ball game started with the Clippers scoring two runs in the first inning on a two-run homer. They got three runs in the second on a pair of home runs and now four here in the fourth. Jones takes a called strike. Not the start to the series Indianapolis was hoping for. For the Clippers, though, you couldn't write it up much better. Hunter Gattis has been very good, even having to sit through a couple of long innings. The 1-1. Breaking ball. Called a strike. Ball that almost hit Nolan Jones. Had some snap to get back over the inside corner, apparently. So Mattson ahead in the count. checks the runner and fires, and a fastball is hit on the ground to first base. It'll kick foul. Mattson 1-1, now 31 appearances for Indianapolis. 10 times he's been a starter. 5.63 earned run average. He's not a strikeout pitcher. 26 Ks in 38 and a third innings against 21 walks. 255 opponent's batting average. Still 1-2. The pitch. Pop foul down the left field line. So Aldrin an inning in two-thirds. Four runs responsible for the man at second base. Four hits, two walks, three strikeouts, and a hit batsman. Wind blowing out pretty hard right now. This is as hard as the wind has blown at Huntington Park. Maybe since May. Next pitch, breaking ball. That's in the dirt. Binns took a moment to find it. Finally does. It's 2-2. Talking about that earlier, the fact that our wind patterns this year have been unlike any other season at Huntington Park. And it's, I think, been a factor this year, keeping home runs suppressed a little bit. Well, not tonight. Clippers have taken full advantage. The 2-2. Hit hard on the ground, but foul on the first base side. Indianapolis is not as home run a hitting team as are the Clippers. They've got 136 coming into play tonight. Mason Martin has 19. Hoy Park was originally in the starting lineup and then taken out. He's got 10. Carter Binns has 10. The 2-2. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Pitches in the dirt. They'll have to throw down to first for the out, and they do so. So Nolan Jones is retired. He's the first out of this bottom of the fourth inning. It'll bring up Oscar Mercado. Wind started at about 10 miles per hour. I'd say it's probably at least 15 right now, with gusts maybe even higher than that. Mercado looking for his eighth multi-hit game of the month. Singleton scored in the first inning, struck out in the third. The pitch looped into center field. That's going to do the job and get him his second hit of the ball game. Valera got a late start because the line drive hit up the middle was playable. Aaron Shackelford got near to it, so Valera had to make sure it got through before he took off. He gets to third base no farther. The Clippers have him on the corners for Jose Tena. Tena hit his first AAA home run in the second inning and then walked in the third. And now we have a little bit of the wet stuff falling down, too. That wind has brought some rain here to Huntington Park. First pitch, swinging. Tena fouls it back 0-1. I looked at the radar before the game because of all the clouds we had in the area. And the future cast didn't have any rain in downtown north of Columbus. They expected some, but we just have one small cell that looks like it's floating overhead here and should be out of here very quickly. Next pitch is low, but the wind could play havoc with high fly balls. Outfielders particularly might look up into the sky with that hard wind. Yeah, those drops blow right into their eyes. The 1-1 pitch, slow roller foul on the first base side. Valera at third, Mercado at first, one down for the Clippers. Four runs in here in the fourth inning. They lead Indianapolis by a 9-1 score. Mattson delivers and misses outside in the dirt, smothered by Binns. Good job there to keep the runner at third base. Carter Binns has had to work here in this inning. When you're a catcher, that's what you sign up for. And you do the job to earn the confidence of your coaching staff and your pitchers so they can use their entire repertoire. Can't feel good that if one goes in the dirt, he'll block it. 2-2 pitch. Hit on the first base side again. Foul. Catchers give up a lot of their bodies over the years. All players do. You sacrifice good-feeling years later on in your life for glory in your younger days, but catchers particularly. Again, the 2-2. Fastball smothered once more in the dirt. Full count. Clippers up 8 runs here. 9 runs, 11 hits, and an error for Columbus. A run on 2 hits. And no errors for Indianapolis. And again, Hunter Gaddis sitting through a long inning on a chilly night here in the Arena District. The payoff. Hit on the ground to first. They're going to come to the plate, and now they've got Valera in a rundown. Throw goes back to third base. Valera racing to the plate. They're going to have to throw to the first baseman, puts the tag on, so that goes 3-2, 5-3. The putout at the plate. The trail runners all move up to second and third.
Batting down to the first baseman, number 27, Trenton.
So runners at second and third, two down for Trenton Brooks. Brooks, a solo home run and a strikeout so far today. The rain has all but stopped. First offering, breaking ball low for ball one. So now with Mattson out on the hill, he's buried a few and Benz has been up to the task. Two runners in scoring position. Pressure is still on. 1-1. Hit to left field. Over toward the line. Sable's not going to get there. It falls in for a base knock. One run is in. Now two. Trenton Brooks cruises into second base with a two-out, two-run, two-bagger. And the Clippers have gone double digits. 11-1. There's Richie Palacios as the Clippers have batted around here in the fourth inning. Palacios up for the fourth time today. That's a sign of a good night for your offense. Breaking ball to him, misses high and tight for ball one. Richie singled in the first and fourth, scored two runs. The 1-0, another breaking ball. This one swung on and fouled away down the left field line. So the Clippers finally score runs without the aid of a homer here. One pitch, that's a called strike over the outer black. It's the first time the Clippers have scored double digits since September 7th against Louisville. They won 10-1. They scored 11 runs in a Game 1 win against Buffalo on August the 23rd. Now, it's rare to score double digits. Doesn't happen very often in baseball, but the Clippers, oh boy, here's a called third strike on a pitch that's dropped. Palacios cannot believe the call, but he's out, and so are the Clippers here in the fourth inning. We go to the fifth. It is all Columbus, 11-1.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Hey Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
The future of recycling is now, and Rumpke Waste and Recycling, the recycling leader, is investing more than $50 million to build North America's largest recycling center right here in Central Ohio. The one-of-a-kind facility will feature your interactive displays, educational opportunities, and the most advanced technology. Rumpke is committed to recycling efforts, and for 90 years, Rumpke has worked to make sure items you place in the bin get used again. Visit Rumpke.com to learn how you can team with Rumpke to put less trash in landfills and more of it to good use.
4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Fans having a good time here at Huntington Park tonight. They got a brief shower. Rain came and went, and meanwhile, the Clippers have scored 11 runs tonight. Leading 11-1 against visiting Indianapolis. First game of a three-game series to close out the 2022 season.
Ready off the catcher, number 37, Carter Bears.
Bottom third of the order for Indianapolis. Carter Bins takes a fastball in for a called strike from Hunter Gaddis. Gaddis allowed back-to-back hits in the fourth inning with two outs. A single, a wild pitch, a double. That gave Indianapolis their runs. Those are their only base runners tonight. Breaking ball low and away evens the count at 1-1. Big right-hander shakes. Now nods. Now kicks and now deals. And gets a breaking ball swung on and missed. 1-2. Fans, it's time to get outside. And Scotts is here to help you get the most out of your yard. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it. Scotts, let's get to the yard. Nice crowd on hand for late September baseball. Gaddis looks in. Naylor lays down the sign, sets the mid over the outer half, and the pitch is popped up back behind home plate. Looks like that one's ticketed for the roof. Indeed. Gaddis at 61 pitches, 41 for strikes. He's had plenty of rest in between innings. The Clippers' offense has sent at least five men to the plate in every frame. Seven men hit in the second inning, 10 in the fourth. Two balls, two strikes, and the pitch. Lifted high in the air to right field. Easy pickings for Nolan Jones. Underneath, he'll make the catch. One down. Here's Mason Martin. Got one more AAA member night coming up, fans. Present your valid AAA member card for ticket and souvenir discounts. Free inflatable games for the kids on Wednesday, September 28th. That is the season wrap-up, 6:15 first pitch. That game and tomorrow night's game, Dime a Dog Night, here at Huntington Park. Presented by Tansky. Get here, get your tickets at ClippersBaseball.com. Just two more chances to see the Clippers this year. Gaddis delivers. And the first pitch is in for a called strike. All Columbus tonight, two runs in the first inning, three in the second. And six in the fourth. A one pitch. Breaking ball just missed low. Richie Palacios wondering where that one was. Gaddis into the motion. And this was chopped foul on the first base side. So it's 1-2. Mason Martin, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Gaddis kicks and fires and hit the outside corner with a fastball at 95 miles per hour for a called third strike. Two down, Jared Oliva to the plate. Oliva batting 271 on the season. First pitch swinging, it's a high fly ball to right field. Jones drifting back to the edge of the warning track, now comes in a step, makes the catch, and Indy goes 1-2-3. Bottom of the fifth coming up after this on a night where the Clippers lead Indianapolis 11-1.
All right, Pepsi-loving football fans, it's time we had a lesson in trash talk. And I'm not talking about that stuff that happens on the field. What I'm talking about is trash, and it's the only thing that belongs in your garbage can. Now, recycling might not be as thrilling as converting a fourth and long, but next time you're thinking about throwing that Pepsi Zero Sugar bottle away, just cap it back up and pretend you're down by six with the recycling bin wide open. Know the difference? Make a difference. Be a team player and recycle. Visit PepsiTrashTalk.com to learn more.
What's better than 100 pieces of pepperoni? How about 150 pieces of Donato's Crispy Pepperoni? Yep, the Pep 150 is back. With more of what you love piled edge to edge on that golden thin crust. It's pepperoni topped with pepperoni. And more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's. Every piece is important.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920, WMNI Columbus.
Eleven to one, Columbus on top of Indianapolis as we go to the home half of the fifth inning. Clippers lost a tough one yesterday to wrap up their series at Toledo. They had a lead, only to see it evaporate. And then the Mudhens walked it off in the ninth inning without the aid of a baseball put in play. A night like tonight can go a long way toward erasing that memory. First pitch to Brian Rocchio is down and in for ball one. Rocchio has reached three times in three different ways. Homer hit by a pitch and a walk. Fastball to him is low, two balls, no strikes. Adam Scott getting loose for the Clippers in the bullpen. The pitch. Rocchio fouls it off his foot right out to the pitcher's mound. So a Scott warming up now, that would lead one to believe that Hunter Gaddis is done for the night. The first two due up for Indianapolis are left-handed batters. To one pitch. Hit on the ground right to the second baseman, Shackelford. He's up with it. Throws to first. One away. Bo Naylor, two hits.
And back the
singled in the first and then blasted a three-run home run in the fourth inning. His 14th home run in a Clippers uniform. Naylor now has a 2020 season over the course of the minor league season. He started in AA for Akron, hit six home runs for the Rubber Ducks, and stole 11 bases. So he now has 20 homers and 20 steals. Swings and fouls this pitch away. Next offering, check swing, doesn't matter, it's a called strike. Naylor has hit .259 all told this year, 116 games, 106 hits. 107 hits, actually. Next offering, swung on and fouled away. 26 doubles, 4 triples, 20 homers. 66 runs batted in, 20 steals. It's a pretty good campaign. A season after he hit .188 for the Akron Rubber Ducks in 2021. The 0-2, breaking ball, and a beauty for a called third strike on the inside corner. Naylor didn't like it, but it had some late movement that brought it back over the inside part of the plate. Here's David Fry. He had gone 0-2 in the first and second inning. And said, well, to heck with that. Everybody else is hitting over the wall. I'll do it, too. He hit a solo home run in the fourth inning. His 17th homer of the year, RBI number 74. Here he swings and fouls it to the dirt. Infield back, outfield straight away. The wind still blowing out to center field, but not as hard as it was earlier just before the rains came. Next pitch, breaking ball, called strike. It's 0-2. Two down, bases empty. This is the first time tonight that the first two have been retired in an inning. O-2 pitch, up and in. In fact, the Clippers coming into this inning had come to the plate four times, and in three of those innings, the first three batters all reached. Three hits in the first, three hits in the second. Hit, walk, hit, hit, hit in the fourth. The 1-2. High chopper off the plate. Mercado, the shortstop, grabs it, throws on the run, and throws it away. Fry is safe. That should be a hit. Takapita Mercado had, just milliseconds to get the ball properly into his hand. If he makes a good throw, Fry is out. But they score it properly a hit, the 13th for the Clippers. That'll ring up George Valera. Valera just missed, sending the Clippers back-to-back-to-back in the fourth inning. He hit a double that was about 2 vertical feet shy of leaving the yard. Here he swings and misses at a first pitch, darting out of the zone for strike one. Valera 1-for-3. Mattson delivers, and he was backing out on the pitch. Time was not granted. The pitch is high, and it's 1-1. I don't know if he asked for time and it wasn't granted, or if that was, this would be the second Luis Valbuena reference of the broadcast, the old Louis V move. 1-1 pitch. Chopper on the right side of the infield. It's the shortstop, gloving and throwing to first in time for out number 3. The Clippers get no runs on one hit. They leave a man, and we've played 5. It is 11-1 Columbus.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Voting can change our world. It can shape my neighborhood.
Voting is about our future.
Voting matters.
But I can't vote.
Nope, neither can I.
I'm too young.
Same.
So to all the grown-ups,
it's up to you.
Our future depends on it.
Register to vote.
Get registered.
We need you.
Visit VoteOhio.gov to register online for the November 8th election.
Sponsored by Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose, aired by the OAB and this station.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Top of the sixth inning, top of the order for the Indianapolis Indians, and a new pitcher on for the Clippers. Hunter Gaddis goes five strong tonight. Starting pitchers at this point making their last appearance of the season. And for Hunter Gaddis, this is a good one to end on. Five innings, a run on two hits, no walks, six strikeouts. I had him for 68 pitches, 46 for strikes. So the pitch count was very low. He could have gone another inning in terms of that. But it's off to the bullpen now for the Clippers. Adam Scott, Canandaigua, New York native. Fourth round pick back in 2018 by the Guards. 26 years of age. 6'4", 230 pounds southpaw. Started the year in the Clippers rotation. Halfway through, moved to the bullpen. Lefty-lefty matchup here with Swaggerty, and a pitch clock violation makes it 1-0. Here's the wind and the pitch, and it goes to the backstop to make it 2-0. Pitch clock violations have been fewer and farther between as the season has gone along. And since the calendar flipped, probably even to July, there's a called strike to make it 2-1. I would say a large majority of those pitch clock violations have been just like that. There's a swing and a foul ball off the catcher, 2-2. Not only the first, before the first pitch to a batter, but before the first pitch of an inning. Here's the wind and the 2-2. Ground ball on the third base side foul. I tell you what, that ball was doing nothing but rolling. And you don't see that often unless it hits a player's foot. And I did not see any indication that that was the case. So somehow that one got into the dirt. Had enough top spin and momentum to shoot down the third base line, but not enough to bounce back up off the earth. So another 2-2 coming. And this one swung on and missed. Fastball up out of the zone. Swaggerty chased it, and he is put away. Tucapita Marcano now to the plate. Marcano is 0-2. First pitch to him, a fastball on the outside corner. 93 from Scott. The 0-1. Chopped on the first base side foul. So right now the starters are the pitchers of record. Clippers have not had starting pitchers in games that they have won recently, and there have not been enough of those to keep the Clippers in title contention. But the starters have not been going deep enough into ball games to get wins. It's a swing and a miss for strike three. Back-to-back K's for Scott. Or they have left the game with a lead, only to see the lead flop back and forth. Malcolm Nunez to the plate. First pitch outside for ball one. Five home runs for the Clippers tonight, one shy of a franchise record. Next offering, that misses outside. Clippers hit six home runs back in 2005 on June the 3rd. Scott goes to work, gets a swing and a miss. The fastball has life tonight. It's not always been a smooth season for Adam Scott. But there have been flashes where you see, okay, this is why the Guardians drafted him. This is how they've developed him. This is a guy that can be a help. And he gets a called third strike with a fastball in the inside corner. Adam Scott comes in the sixth inning and K's the side in order. That'll do. We go to the bottom of the sixth at Huntington Park. It's all Columbus tonight, 11-1.
At Giant Eagle, we love the feel of fall. Like you, we crave the flavors that come with it, like spiced apple dishes and sizzling game day brats on the grill. Our Giant Eagle app makes it easy to shop with free curbside pickup that saves you time. Just order, pull up, and we'll load it up. It's so easy to take home all things autumn with Giant Eagle.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscecream.com. To find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Nolan Jones will lead things off. Jones was hit by a pitch back in the third inning. A couple of strikeouts outside of that. Clippers lead it by 10 here in the home half of the sixth inning. First pitch swing, and he drops it into center field. That'll be a base knock. Big turn at first for Jones as the ball's to the gap. He wants second. Here comes the throw, the slide. He is safe. That is a hustle double if ever there was one. Jones saw that ball right smack in the gap. Swaggerty and Oliva both heading toward it. And he said, I'm going to take my chances here, and it turned out all right. Here's Oscar Mercado. He's already got two hits tonight. First pitch is high for ball one. Zach Mattson still out on the mound. Mattson, a left-hander out of Fayetteville, Missouri. Pittsburgh got him in the Rule 5 draft from Colorado in 2021. Late 2021. Just swinging a foul ball. So though it doesn't denote it on the roster here, that has to be the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft because there was not a major league Rule 5 draft, and the Cleveland Indians are glad of it. It's actually a bit of a mixed bag, I think, for... Excuse me, I said the Indians. The Guardians. Listen, it's September 26th. How in the world am I still doing that? 1-1, swung on and missed. But the Guardians added a ton of prospects to the 40-man roster over the offseason to guard against losing them in the Rule 5 draft. Not knowing that the Rule 5 draft would not happen. One ball, two strikes, and the pitch. Popped up to shallow right. Oliva drifting in, gets behind the baseball and makes the catch, and Jones has to hold. So that caused, I would say, a bit of a roster crunch for the Guardians this season. There were times where they had to designate players for assignment they might otherwise not have had to if they had that 40-man room open. And so that handcuffed them a little bit, but there is a silver lining to that story. This one player that they did not add to the 40-man roster, did not protect against the Rule 5 draft, has proven to be a big, big factor for the Guardians this year, and that is rookie Oscar Gonzalez. Gonzalez hit 30 home runs in the minor leagues last year between Akron and Columbus. Jose Tena, left-handed batter, digs in. Here's the first pitch. He swings and shoots it foul down the left field line out of play. Had there been a Rule 5 draft, a player like Gonzalez is often gambled upon by another major league team. You dream on that power. But because the draft didn't happen, the Guardians didn't lose him. They re-signed him as a free agent, in fact. He was a free agent after last season. Anybody could have signed him. But Gonzalez decided he wanted to stay with the Guardians. He liked the Cleveland organization. And after starting out very well for the Columbus Clippers, played his way to Cleveland, and he has been a stalwart in right field ever since. The 1-1. Breaking ball hit on the ground to first base. That's a fair ball. Martin's got it. He's going to have to race to the bag himself because Mattson was late getting over. He'll make the play. Jones moves on to third. Gonzalez, when he first went to the major leagues, he was not hitting for much power. A lot of singles. He's driving in some runs. But in August and September, the home runs have started to come for the Big O, and he has fit right in with the Guardians. That youth movement, that exuberance. There's Trenton Brooks. Big game for T. Brooks. He looks at a breaking ball behind his head. 1-0. Brooks homered in the second. Two-run double in the fourth. The 1-0. Fastball off the outside corner. Carlos Vargas warming up for the Clippers down in the bullpen. Duo. Way outside, three balls and nothing to the Clippers' first baseman. Now the 3-0 pitch. In there for a called strike. Brooks was taken the whole way. Eleven runs, 14 hits, an error for the Clippers. One run, two hits, no errors for Indianapolis. First game in a three-game series. The pitch. Another one in for a called strike, 3-2. Night skies overhead. Temperatures continue to drop. Fall has definitely arrived. Brooks swings, and it's a high fly ball to left field. Playable for Sable. Well shy of the warning track, he will make the catch, and that will retire the side. The Clippers get no runs, one hit, leave a man, and we've played six. We go to the seventh at Huntington Park, Columbus 11, Indianapolis 1.
I'm Pat DeMary of DeMary Truck. The price at the pump is hard on all of us, and it won't be better anytime soon. So, if a truck is how you make your money, you cannot be down for days. DeMary Truck will have you back on the road providing for your family, your business, and all of Columbus. Whether it's new or used, DeMary Truck can service your truck and make those miles count. For over 50 years, we have kept your business rolling. DeMaryTruck.com.
Your truck resource, DeMary Truck.
Better ingredients, better pizza, better brace yourself, because Papa John's has done it again. Introducing Papa Bowls. No crust, just a whole bunch of those Papa John's toppings you love, baked to piping hot perfection. I'm talking crisp veggies, savory meats all covered in melty cheese, and those signature sauces. Try flavors like Italian Meats Trio, Chicken Alfredo, and Garden Veggie, or get creative and build your own. Better ingredients, better pizza, now in a bowl, Papa John's.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit HeaderHeating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. By storing our guns safely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Four, five, and six due up for Indianapolis. Here in the top of the seventh inning, Blake Sable singled and scored to this point the only Indianapolis run. When Brent Sita, man of the on-deck single, on the on-deck circle rather, drove him home with a double. Sable, brief time with Indianapolis, but he's hit well. .297 batting average, 5 homers and 15 batted in. He'll face the flame-throwing right-hander, Carlos Vargas. Now, if you're Adam Scott, outing couldn't have gone much better than that. Three batters faced, 3 strikeouts. And only threw a couple of pitches out of the strike zone. Well, he looked good. Fastball was firm. Hit his spots and dominated. Vargas making his 7th appearance in a Clippers uniform. 1-0 with a 1.13 earned run average. Triple-digit heat coming from his right arm, and there it is, 100 mile per hour, but inside for ball one. Did not hit 100 in Toledo, at least according to their radar gun. 1-0 pitch. That swung on and missed. Good breaking ball. Clippers may well churn the relievers out one inning after another for the rest of tonight after Hunter Gaddis went 5 strong. 1-1. Ground ball up the middle and through for a base knock. Breaking ball to Sable. He's heading for second base. The throw comes in not in time, so he takes advantage of a ball to the gap as well. Just like in the bottom of the 6th inning, it was Nolan Jones for the Clippers hustling a single into a double. This time it's Sable taking the extra base in scoring position for Brent Sita. Sita, the designated hitter. The double he hit in the 4th inning, his 10th of the year. RBI number 27. Clippers up 11-1. The pitch. Inside out swing and a pitch fouled away, 0-1. Major League scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Light slate of action. And for the Cleveland Guardians, it's a very good thing that they are off tonight because they were celebrating last night. A win at Texas, a sweep. Gives them the American League Central Division crown. The Tigers actually punched that ticket, sweeping the White Sox before the Guardians game was over. Who's crumbling now? 0-2 count. Vargas fires. Swing and a miss. How about 101-mile-per-hour fastball? Right by Brent Seda for strike three. Yankees at Blue Jays, bottom of the fourth inning. For the Bronx Bombers, a big home run for Ian Kiner-Falefa, his fourth of the year. Aaron Judge has a hit, but no homers. Sitting on 60. 2-2 ball game in the bottom of the fourth inning. The pitch swung on, hit softly to the shortstop playing second base. Rocchio's got it, throws to first in time for the out. Runner moves on to third base.
Catcher, number 37, Carter Benz.
There's Carter Benz now. Braves leading at the Nats, 3-0. That game in the top of the sixth inning. Reds 2, Pirates 0 in Pittsburgh, top of the fifth, and a rain delay in Boston. They got rained out last night in an official ball game. The Yankees won it against Boston to wrap up that series. Orioles' playoff hopes are dim at best at 79-73. The Red Sox, 8 games under 500, dead last in the American League East. Vargas kicks and deals the 1-0 pitch well outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Braves hoping to take advantage of a Mets off day and creep a half game closer. Atlanta game and a half behind the Mets in the National League East. They hang on against the Nats today. There'll be a game back tomorrow. 2-0 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Two balls, one strike to Benz. The pitch, breaking ball, hit to the left side of the infield. This time it's the second baseman playing shortstop. Tenna grabs it, throws to first, and it is in time. Nice dig on the back half by Trenton Brooks on an in-between hop for out number three. A leadoff double comes to nothing for the Indianapolis Indians. It is stretch time in Columbus with the Clippers on top 11-1.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Looking to make your yard a personal oasis? Columbia Gas reminds you to call 811 at least 2 days before beginning any digging project to have your utility lines marked. Call 811. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Planning to install a new mailbox or spruce up the yard this weekend? Columbia Gas reminds you that gas lines can be anywhere. Call 811 at least 2 days before your digging project to have your utility lines marked. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Bottom of the seventh inning. Dylan Peters on to pitch for Indianapolis now. Peters making his fifth appearance at the AAA level this year. No wins, no losses. A 1.35 earned run average. One run, 4 hits, and 6 2/3 innings. 6 strikeouts. He's on with the Clippers leading 11-1. In the bottom of the seventh, top of the order due up, Richie Palacios to bat. Zach Mattson gave Indianapolis three innings out of the bullpen tonight, and they were three pretty good innings. One run, four hits, no walks, three strikeouts. Peters was in the Angels organization earlier this year, pitching in the Pacific Coast League. 0-2 with a 6.95 ERA over 22 innings for the Salt Lake Bees. Acquired in a trade from the Angels in a cash deal. Originally drafted by Miami Marlins, 10th round in 2014. 0-2 pitch. Inside. No, fouled away, I think. Ball fell to the ground. It was a ball. 1-2, so just dropped by the catcher. Hard to tell. Obviously, I've got a catcher and an umpire in my line of sight for anything in that area. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. Check swing. It's low and away. Did he go? No. They asked the third base umpire, and Palacios, for the moment, remains alive. 2-2. He was caught looking for strike three, a pitch he thought was absolutely low to end the fourth inning. It was his second time to the plate in the fourth. Pops this one up, foul, out of play. Palacios singled to start the fourth inning. It was a six-run frame for the Clippers. Six runs on six hits. And a man walked and came around to score. Jose Tena reached on a fielder's choice and scored. Again, the 2-2. That one is low. Three balls and two strikes. So Peters, another left-hander out on the hill. They have used Cam Aldred for multiple innings. Zach Mattson for multiple innings, and now Dylan Peters. Payoff pitch, hit hard to right center field. Racing over Oliva. Looks like he's got it measured, and he does. He'll make the catch. One down. In terms of left-handers remaining, you got Cam View and Joe Jakes. Clippers a heavily left-handed batting order. It has not negatively impacted them much today. First pitch, breaking ball. That's a strike. Bottom of the seventh, 11-1 Clippers over Indianapolis. Glad to have you along for Clippers baseball tonight. Crisp fall evening. The 0-1. Hit hard, left side, through, past a diving shortstop. Brian Rocchio has his second hit of the game, fourth time he has reached. Homer hit by pitch, walk, and now a single. Officially, he is 2-for-3, and he's aboard for Bo Naylor. Naylor has struck out twice, and he has two hits. A single in the first inning and a massive three-run home run in the fourth. First pitch, breaking ball. That's down for ball one. Eli Lingo swarming for the Clippers in the bullpen. One-oh pitch, fastball, strike over the outside corner. Talking about that National League East race to the finish between the Braves and the New York Mets. They play the same teams heading down the stretch. 1-1, lifted high in the air to right field. Oliva again chasing to the gap, and again he'll get there to make the catch for out number two. The Braves right now playing a three-game series against the Washington Nationals. The Mets are off today. They'll play a two-gamer against Miami. Then the two teams play head-to-head. Three-game series in Atlanta, September 30th, October 1st, and October 2nd. That could go a long way toward deciding the division, and they will finish up against the opposite teams they're playing right now. Atlanta will play against the Miami Marlins. It's a breaking ball, strike to David Fry. That series will be in Miami. And the Mets will play host to the Washington Nationals for three games at Citi Field to wrap up the regular season. A one. That's outside. So, after play tonight, if the Braves win, only one game will separate the two. And they will have the essentially exact same schedule from that moment on. 1-1 pitch, pop foul out of play on the first base side. And it is strange to think how hot the Mets started and how poorly the Braves started. Way back in April, Atlanta has been the best team going over the past couple of months. Now, they've had some injuries recently. They thought they were getting Ozzie Albies back. He played two games, broke his hand. He's done. Spencer Strider, their flame-throwing rookie pitcher with over 200 strikeouts, is on the injured list. 1-2 pitch here to Fry. Swung on him. Missed strike three. He went up out of the zone after that one. He's gone. The Clippers are gone. They leave a man aboard, but they lead the game 11-1 as we go to the eighth.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us, because you're trusting us with your care. So we're in this together. We take care of you. You take care of us. And that's what Mount Carmel is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
It's two pros and a cup of joe.
Wow. How about that?
Any given topic. There could be a pro.
This is some real talk.
And there could be a joke.
We have got shocking information.
Jonas Knox.
He's got insiders from all areas.
LeVar Arrington.
It's easier said than done.
Brady Quinn.
It's such a big deal.
Two pros and a cup of joe is right here.
That's good.
6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Eli Lingos, left-hander, takes over for the Clippers. Mason Martin to lead things off. And Jared Oliva, and back to the top of the order for Travis Swaggerty. All Clippers tonight at Huntington Park, 11 runs, 15 hits in air, 1 run, 3 hits, no errors for Indianapolis. Mason Martin up twice, out twice on strikes. Lingo started the year with the Clippers, and then in May was sent to Double-A, pitching for the Akron Rubber Ducks. Now back here with Columbus at the tail end of the season. This is his 17th appearance in a Clippers uniform. First pitch fouled back 0-1. Lingos 1-0 with a 3.48 earned run average. 20 and two-thirds innings, 18 strikeouts, 8 walks, 8 runs allowed on 13 hits. Left-hander with a funky setup. Delivers a breaking ball that is hit out to center field. That's a base knock. Mason Martin has his first hit of the night. Lingos pitches from a strange set position where he has his back to the batter. winds himself up and then comes to the plate. It gives him a very deceptive move to first base. Good pickoff move. Basically, that front shoulder is pointed right at first. First pitch swinging, and it's a ground ball to third base. 5-4 late on the relay to Trenton Brooks. Jared Oliva beat it out, so he'll replace the base runner at first. One away. Fielder's choice goes 5-4.
Center fielder number one, Travis Swinger.
Top of the order, Travis Swaggerty up now. Swaggerty is 0 for 3. First pitch to him, Lingos fires a fastball low and away. 1 inning for Carlos Vargas. Gave up a leadoff double, but stranded that man, getting the next three quietly. Next pitch, breaking ball swung on and missed, 1-1. 6:15 game time tomorrow and Wednesday to wrap up the regular season here at Huntington Park. Each game will be a dime a dog night. Get your tickets at ClippersBaseball.com or just show up. We'll have seats for you. Bring a bag of dimes and stuff your face with all the hot dogs you can handle. And please, no more than you can handle. Here comes the 1-2. Couldn't handle that one. Swing and a miss at a fastball. Swaggerty is out. Two down with a runner at first base. To Capita, Marcano to the plate. Left-handed batter. Marcano is 0 for 3 so far. And at first, two down. Lingos delivers a breaking ball. Called a strike over the outside corner. The wind that was whipping out earlier in the ball game has slowed considerably, just barely stirring the flags atop the batter's eye in straightaway center field. The 0-1 swung on and fouled away. Quickly 0-2. Lingos trying to work a scoreless inning here in the top of the eighth. He's got his sign. Now he deals. That's low. Clippers fans, get a free On Your Side review from Nationwide, and a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. One ball, two strikes. Marcano swings and lifts a high fly ball to deep left center field. Mercado racing to the warning track, to the wall. He leaps. He bangs into the wall. Does he hold on? You bet. A big smile on his face, a baseball in his glove, and a hug from Richie Palacios for holding on for out number three. Bottom of the eighth after this, Clippers 11, Indy 1.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling about the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Clippers have had some spectacular defensive plays today. This one from Oscar Mercado certainly qualifies. A great running catch. Banged into the wall in left center field and holds on for the out. George Valera, the scheduled batter, but we are going to have a pinch hitter. Seth Cadell will stand in. First pitch, strike called on the outside corner. New pitcher on for Indianapolis. Travis McGregor, the right-hander, takes over. And throws a fastball at 95 on the inside corner to make it 0-2. The pitch, breaking ball, hit on the ground, third base side, that's a fair ball. Seth Cadell hits the first base bag, loses the helmet, races for second. He'll be in with a leadoff double, and the Clippers dugout is going nuts. Seth Cadell with just his second at-bat of the season. Hit it right down the third base chalk for a leadoff two-bagger. That's his first Triple-A hit. Congratulations. Here's Nolan Jones now with a man in scoring position. Jones doubled his last time up. Takes a called strike over the outside corner. Next offering, that ball's hit hard to left field, and it's going to get in and out of the glove of Blake Sable. Nolan Jones heading for second. He'll be in. I think that has to go as an error, but, man, Nolan Jones hit it a ton. And it looked like a line drive that had some knuckle to it. And Sable just had a tough time handling it. We'll see how they score it. So look at the replay here. Sable got over and, well, you know what? He had to leave his feet for that. It's the home team. Give the guy a hit. Give him a double. I think it officially goes as an error, but I'd like to see Nolan Jones get a double on that one. There's a ground ball to the shortstop. It's going to bring in a run, but keep Jones at second base. Oscar Mercado plates Seth Cadell, and the Clippers make it a dozen. 12-1. Here is Jose Tana. Tana hit a home run his first time up, since then a walk. Reached on a fielder's choice, and he grounded to first base. Next pitch on 1-0, that's low. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch, that's a strike at the knees. IL scores coming up, brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Scranton Wilkes-Barre trying to split the double dip against Buffalo. They lost the opener. They lead the nightcap in the sixth inning 4-3. And they need that win. Pitch low makes it 3-1 to Tenna. Durham leading 5-1 at Charlotte. That game is in the sixth inning. Trying to check the day-by-day to see what has gone on head-to-head between Durham and Scranton Wilkes-Barre. There's a pitch swung on and missed, 3-2. Scranton Wilkes-Barre won the only head-to-head series. Rail Riders beat them 4 out of 6. And so if they finish tied, Scranton Wilkes-Barre will win the division. 3-2 pitch is outside here for ball four. Tenna draws the walk. Puts it first and second. One down for Trenton Brooks. A run in for the Clippers. They lead 12-1 against Indianapolis. But even with that tiebreaker option, the math is getting tougher and tougher for the Rail Riders. If Durham wins today, Scranton splits their twin bill. They'll be 2 games out with 2 games to play. Trenton Brooks takes a breaking ball down and in. He checked his swing and did so in time, 1-0. Gwinnett at home, leading Louisville in the sixth inning, 1-0. Toledo up 3-1 at Iowa in the fifth. Memphis 2, Nashville nothing in the third inning in a game that has no playoff implications. And in St. Paul, Saints leading Omaha 2-0. There's a ground ball left side of the infield. With the overshift on, that's going to sneak through for a base knock. They'll hold Nolan Jones at third base. Trenton Brooks with his third hit of the game. And he's a triple shy of the cycle. Well, that loads the bases for Richie Palacios. The Clippers have had a solo home run. They've had a pair of two-run homers and a three-run bomb from Bo Naylor. They have tied their season most in home run output. They've got 5 tonight. A grand slam would put the cherry on top. Richie Palacios doesn't have a grand slam, but he has had some huge bases-loaded hits. Takes outside for ball one. The Clippers were no good with the bases loaded early in the season. And then in back-to-back games, back-to-back plate appearances with the bases loaded. In fact, Richie Palacios had a big double. And then a bases-clearing double. And that started the Clippers down a path where they have been the best in the International League this year with the bases loaded. .170 bases loaded RBIs. Most hits, most homers, most doubles. One ball, one strike to count. Here's the pitch. And it is in on the inside corner. Called strike makes it 1-2. Palacios has 4 home runs in a Clippers uniform this season. 2 for 5 so far tonight with a couple of singles, 2 runs score. And he asked for time. Something looked like got in his eyes. We're inside those sports specs. Nick Michalacik, right-hander, warming up for the Clippers in the bullpen. Looks like he'll pitch the top of the ninth. The 1-2. Fouled away. Off the facing of the roof and then right back down to the first row. This inning started with a Seth Cadell double. He scored on a ground out by Oscar Mercado. Nolan Jones is at third. He reached on a two-base error. Jose Tenna walked. Trenton Brooks had a single. The 1-2. Way outside, 2-2. Clippers is a team batting .350 with the bases loaded with 8 grand slams. Palacios is 5 for 12 with 11 runs batted in with the bases loaded. 2-2. High fly ball down the left field line. Sable giving chase. Into fair. Oh, it's a fair. No, they're going to call it foul. Sable overran it and then reached back, and it looked like the ball was headed straight to the line. Maybe he touched it on the way down, and it came back fair that way. I don't know. We'll have to see the replay here. Yeah, he reached back, The ball came down to earth right on the line. So unless he touched that baseball, that appears to be a fair ball. Ooh. Again, the 2-2. Swung on and fouled in and out of the catcher's mitt. Probably not a game-changing decision. Again, the pitch. That ball's hit to the gap in right center field. That'll do the job. One run is in, another will be waved around, and that is a base hit for Richie Palacios that plates a pair, 14-1 Columbus. Jones scores, 10 behind him. Brooks goes to third, no farther. Runners on the corners for Brian Rocchio. Rocchio has reached four times today, two hits, a walk, and hit by a pitch. Runs for Columbus on 18 hits. The runs are two shy of a season high. The hits just one away from the season high. Both of those came June 29 against Iowa. Boy, that was a series for the Clippers, wasn't it? The end of June, the Clippers in the back half of a two-city road trip lost the first game against the Iowa Cubs, and it made him so angry that they put together the best offensive stretch of the season. They beat the Iowa Cubs. Here are the scores over the next five games. 16-3, 12-6, 13-4, 10-6, and 9-6. 1-1. Hit in the air to center field. Swaggerty, plenty of room. He's got this one in his sights. He'll haul it in. Trenton Brooks trots home from third with a sacrifice fly. Brian Rocchio drives in his third of the game, and the Clippers now lead 15-1. Bo Naylor, two hits today, a three-run home run in the fourth inning. Runner at first and two down. The pitch. Breaking ball, strike on the outside corner. Next offering. That's high and away. 1-1 count. McGregor fires and misses high and outside. Two balls and one to the Clippers' backstop. Columbus has led this one from pillar to post, two runs in the first inning. They've tacked on all night long. 2-1 delivery. That ball is tattooed deep to right field. Did he get it all? He got it all onto the roof. Bo Naylor, another multi-homer game. New season highs for the Clippers. 17-1. Good golly, bottle this one and keep it for the next 2 days. Bo Naylor's third hit of the game, his second home run. Columbus has put it on Indy today. Miguel Perez, the manager, was ejected early in this one. He might be glad he didn't have to stick around. Here is David Fry. He's got two hits, including a home run. Every Clipper has a hit today, including the pinch hitter Seth Cadell, who stands in the on-deck circle with David Fry due up. Six-run eighth inning for Columbus. A pair of six-run innings. 32 times this year, the Clippers have scored at least five runs in one frame. Fry takes a strike on the outside corner. Next pitch, hit foul down the right field line. Again, 6:15. First pitch tomorrow night. We'll take the air at 6:10 for the Spectrum pregame show. Fry chops one foul on the third base side. Quinn Priester will pitch for Indianapolis. Logan Allen will go for the Clippers, looking to even his season record. It was 3-4. Owen 2 to Fry. Set by McGregor in the pitch. Breaking ball swung on him. It's strike three. The Clippers send nine to the plate. They score six. And they lead this one 17-1, trying to slam the door after this.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
This is The Herd.
Attention listeners.
With Colin Cowherd.
The player that some in the building in Los Angeles think is going to give them something he once had, and he's not his AD. It's over. He's not committed, he's brittle, and he's declining. There's no proof that Kyrie's declining. Kyrie's just flaky. But remember in the last several months that Kyrie Irving had a breakthrough, and we talked about it on this show. He said, he acknowledged, the LeBron breakup was my fault. Boom, that's it. LeBron not only can lead the league in scoring still, LeBron is a brilliant passer, a Magic Johnson-level passer that will get you great three looks. AD's not a three-ball shooter. Westbrook's not a shooter, period. So Kyrie solves an issue. Not all of them.
This is The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
Wow.
Weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920, WMNI Columbus.
40 of the Columbus Clippers may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. The accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Columbus Clippers. 17-1, Columbus on top. Season high run output. Nick Michalacik to the hill. 3, 4, and 5 due up for Indianapolis. Fan smokeless tobacco is an addictive killer known to cause cancers of the mouth, esophagus, and pancreas. It can also lead to gum disease, tooth decay, and tooth loss. Yuck, if that wasn't bad enough, using smokeless tobacco also increases your risk of dying from heart disease or strokes. If you don't chew, don't start. And if you do, please get help to quit. Michalacik against Malcolm Nunez. First pitch, strike on the outside corner. Clippers have laid the wood to Indianapolis today. 17-1 our score. 17 runs, 19 hits, one error, and eight men left on base for the Clippers. One run, four hits, an error, and four left for Indy. Here's a swing and a miss. 0-2. Nunez grounded to the third baseman in the first inning, and he has struck out twice. 0-2. Breaking ball way outside. 1-2. Eli Lingos went a scoreless inning, gave up a hit, but no runs. The last two Clippers relievers gave up hits to the leadoff man and wound up stranding the runner. 1-2 pitch, ground ball, left side. Deep in the hole, Rocchio throws across the diamond in plenty of time to get Malcolm Nunez by several steps. Very good play by Rocchio. One down, and Blake Sobel to the plate. He has been a bright spot, though really the lone bright spot for Indianapolis offensively today. He's 2-for-3. Singled and scored in the fourth inning, doubled in the seventh. Left-handed batter. First pitch from Michalacic, breaking ball outside for ball one. Next pitch. That's high. Boy, hard to pick a Phoenix Bats big hit of the game tonight. Phoenix Bats is your hometown bat company, the official bat of the Columbus Clippers. Take your pick from six home runs. Next offering. That's low. Three balls and no strikes. Brian Rocchio had what right now, if the ball game finishes this way, be the game-winning swing. Two-run home run in the first inning. Put the Clippers on top. Michalacic misses high and away for ball four. So Rocchio had the two-run home run. Jose Tena, a two-run home run in the second. Trenton Brooks followed him with a solo job. Clippers went back-to-back again in the fourth inning. Bo Naylor and David Fry. And then Naylor hit a two-run home run for good measure in the eighth inning to make it 17-1. Man on, a man out for Brent Sita. RBI double in the fourth inning. Swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. That double sandwiched in between a couple of strikeouts tonight for him. Oh-1. That's up and in. Clippers pitchers have fanned 11 while walking just one, that last man up. Next pitch, swung on and missed. 1-2. Michalacic kicks, deals, and a line shot, base hit into left field. Will be the second hit of the night for Sita. So the 4-5 hitters tonight have combined for four of the five Indianapolis hits. Sable on to second base, Aaron Shackelford to the plate. He's 0-for-3. Left-handed batter, here's the pitch. Swung on to missed, 0-1. This is just about as complete a victory as you can have if you're the Columbus Clippers. Outstanding starting pitching. The bullpen has been great, and the offense obviously speaks for itself. 17 runs on 19 hits. Just swing and a miss. The one hiccup. Clippers have two errors up on the board. Set by Michalacic. The pitch. In high in the air, foul on the third base side. Michalacic bent to the waist, looking in for his sign. And now he steps off the back of the rubber. Next pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Good off speed. That'll leave it up to Carter Binns. First pitch, swung on, hit high in the air to center field. Playable. Palacios is going to back up the play as Mercado makes the catch for out number three, and that's the ball game. The Columbus Clippers, in dominating fashion, beat the Indianapolis Indians tonight by a 17-1 final score. Six home runs for the Clippers. The ball was flying out of Huntington Park tonight. Hunter Gaddis gets the win for Columbus. He had a great finale for his 2022 season. And the Clippers, all kinds of offense. They win it with 17 runs on 19 hits. Game two tomorrow, 6:15. Hope you'll be with us. Postgame show coming up on radio after this. Clippers beat Indy 17-1.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
What's better than 100 pieces of pepperoni? How about 150 pieces of Donato's Crispy Pepperoni? Yep, the Pep 150 is back with more of what you love piled edge to edge on that golden thin crust. It's pepperoni topped with pepperoni and more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now, get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's, every piece is important.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
What's better than 100 pieces of pepperoni? How about 150 pieces of Donato's Crispy Pepperoni? Yep, the Pep 150 is back with more of what you love piled edge to edge on that golden thin crust. It's pepperoni topped with pepperoni and more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's, every piece is important.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Well, a great night here at Huntington Park for Columbus Clippers fans. They beat the Indianapolis Indians 17-1, and it got started very, very early for Columbus. They put two runs on the board in the first inning. Brian Rocchio had a two-run home run, and homers would be the order of the day. Back-to-back shots for Jose Tena, a two-run shot and a solo bomb for Trenton Brooks in the second inning. The Clippers went scoreless in the third and then blew up for six runs in the fourth inning. Bo Naylor hit the first of two home runs, and this one was a crush job. Here's the 1-2. Oh, baby, that one's going to travel. It is gone! A three-run home run for Bo Naylor. Put the Clippers up big. David Fry would homer right after that. Columbus with six runs in the fourth. They scored six again in the eighth inning. Once more, it was Bo Naylor, a big part of that frame with a two-run home run, three hits, and five runs batted in for Naylor today. With his first home run, Naylor locks down a 2020 season. Between AA and AAA, 20 steals, now 21 home runs. It's been a big, big year for the Clippers catcher. Final totals from Huntington Park tonight for Indianapolis, a run on five hits, an error, and five left. The Clippers, 17 runs, 19 hits, both season highs, two errors, eight men left. Hunter Gaddis the win, 4-3. Oswaldo Bidot takes the loss. He is 3-8. 2 hours, 54 minutes to play this one in front of 7,331 at Huntington Park. Tomorrow's game will take place at 6:15. Same two teams going at it. Logan Allen on the hill for the Clippers. We'll take the air for the Spectrum pregame show at 6:10. I hope you'll be with us. For Kevin Minard, this is Ryan Mitchell at Huntington Park reminding you one final time, the Clippers pound Indianapolis tonight by a 17-1 final score. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.